Welcome back. X has been banned in Brazil after failing to meet a deadline set by a Supreme Court judge to name a new legal representative in the country. It's the latest in a series of rows involving tech billionaire Elon Musk. It also comes days after the founder and CEO of messaging app Telegram, Pavel Durov, was arrested in France. We're joined by Dr. Tania Locott, Associate Professor in Digital Media and Society at the School of Communications in DCU. Thank you for coming on the programme. Let's start with X, formerly Twitter, of course. What's at the heart of the row between Brazil's Supreme Court and X?
Well, at the heart of the row really is that X and its manager, CEO Elon Musk, are refusing to comply with Brazilian legislation, right? Because in order to operate in any country, you do need to be aware of the legal rules that you or your platform are operating by. And to X or Twitter is essentially flouting those rules because, you know, part of the rules is you have to have a legal representative. If there are legal issues, somebody has to represent you in court, and they've flat out refused to name one and to engage with the Brazilian government or the judiciary in any way. So that is really kind of the problem here.
So X is now banned in Brazil. How has X CEO Elon Musk reacted to it?
He's been very vocal about it on his own X account, obviously. And I think this is kind of really his style, right? He's always reacting very publicly and denouncing anything that he sees as injustice against his platform. He's been, you know, in rows with Thierry Breton, the European Union representative. He's also been fighting with a lot of other countries where they're trying to place restrictions on X. But they really haven't, they've just refused to engage in any, you know, legal kind of or any compliance. So they're not really doing anything. They're just saying this is unfair. This is an attack on freedom of expression and freedom of speech. This is an attack on our platform and an attempt to censor it.
And then last year, Telegram was also temporarily banned over its failure to cooperate with requests to block certain profiles in Brazil, which brings us on to its founder and CEO, Pavel Durov. He was arrested in France and is under formal investigation. He was released on bail of 5 million euro and ordered to stay in the country. Who is Pavel Durov?
So Durov is a really interesting figure because he previously had a big business in Russia where he created, along with his brother Nikolai, one of the most popular Russian social media platforms, VK, which is essentially a kind of Facebook clone. And then he claims that he was pressured by the Russian government to sell his stake in VK, and he left the country subsequently and then founded Telegram, which has a reputation, as well as Durov himself, of this beacon of free speech and free expression, where they do any minimal moderation, minimal censorship. They are all for a kind of libertarian idea of free speech. And so this is very much how the fans of Telegram have taken, right, his arrest in France. They were very much see that as well as an attack on free expression, even though the situation actually is a bit more complicated than that.
It's been described as the dark web in your pocket. What is the extent of far-right and criminal chatter on the app?
There is actually quite a lot of evidence we see for all sorts of groups that are seen as problematic, from terrorists to the far right, which, for instance, in Ireland has been documented by the Institute for Strategic Dialogue in their research on far right groups and their organizing on Telegram, and in a lot of other countries like the US, for instance. They're obviously not everything that happens on the platform, but they are a very important part of it, along with other arguably illegal activities such as drug trafficking or child pornography distribution. So there's a lot of problematic issues and groups operating on Telegram that Telegram isn't always doing its best to bring to heel.
And what does Durov's arrest mean for tech regulation?
Well, it essentially means that tech platforms everywhere really need to come to terms with this idea that even though we think of the internet as this borderless, limitless space, actually the internet is more and more becoming a space of smaller sovereign pockets of nationally regulated spaces where each country or each set of countries like the EU has its own rules. And so if platforms want to operate in those countries, they have to reckon with the rules that those countries set.
And could this be the start of a new movement holding owners of and CEOs of social media companies liable for what's posted on their platforms?
I think it's on its way there, but obviously, you know, in the EU, we now have the Digital Services Act, which does a lot to actually bring to the fore platform accountability, at least for the problematic things and speech that are happening on the platforms. I do think we're still away from actually platforms actually becoming responsible and becoming proactively accountable. But I do think they're certainly thinking about it. And, you know, things like the DSA or regulations in other countries are certainly making really important steps towards holding these platforms accountable and making sure that if they want to do business and make profit, they have to abide by at least some of the rules.
Dr. Tanya Locott, Associate Professor in Digital Media and Society at the School of Communications in DCU. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme.